USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump threatens to close down the border between the United States and Mexico if Mexico doesn't stop migrant caravans from reaching the U.S. Speaking from the Hidalgo, Texas port of entry, Carlos Flores on how he regularly visits his family across the border.
My kids have barely met their their granddaddy. I haven't even showed them around. And now, having this border, getting shut down, what am I going to tell my kids? You know what? Your granddad can't come over here no more.
Robert O'Rourke formally kicks off his presidential campaign with three rallies across his home state of Texas today, where he came close enough to upset Republican Senator Ted Cruz to generate the national buzz now bullying his 2020 White House bid. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox said Friday night she's open to an outside investigation into her office's dramatic decision to dismiss all charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Democratic House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said the April 2nd deadline for the Justice Department to release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report to Congress still stands after Attorney General William Barr told lawmakers he expects to have the report ready to send to Congress by mid-April, if not sooner. Democratic Congressman from Maryland Jamie Raskin tells CNN
that there are more than 400 pages in there of factual findings and about presumably not just whether or not there was conspiracy and whether or not there was obstruction, but also the counterintelligence conclusions and all other kinds of material.
The South Korean president will be at the White House April 11th to discuss strategy in dealing with the North on denuclearization. GOP Congressman Ted Yoho on the Foreign Affairs Committee was asked on CNN if the South will get the president to lessen sanctions on the North.
We on the committee are going to keep pressuring the Treasury and the administration to put the sanctions on these companies that are evading the sanctions, i.e. China and Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Farmers are surveying the damage from flooding and trying to remain optimistic. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Record flooding in the Midwest and Great Plains could cause at least $3 billion in damage to the region, and more than one-third of that tally is from agriculture. Dale Reef is a farmer in Iowa, and he's concerned about getting a crop in for this year.
We're still optimistic that hopefully we'll get a plant a crop and just see how it all plays out.
Reef was speaking there on Fox News and says any planting that would take place would be in about 3 weeks.
An Illinois state trooper is killed this morning as a result of a driver in the wrong lane on I-94. It's the second death of a trooper this week, something acting director Brendan Kelly says has to change.
There are only two ways this stops. People drive safely or troopers stop patrolling. And there is nothing and no one on earth that will ever keep these troopers from doing the job that they swore to do.
Early this morning, 36-year-old trooper Gerald Ellis was on duty in a squad car traveling home on I-94 in Green Oaks when a wrong-way driver struck him head-on. The wrong-way driver was also killed. Illinois has now lost three state troopers in 1 year for the first time in 66 years, and it's only March. The president of the Venezuelan National Assembly, Juan Guaido, has claimed victory after the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced Friday it would have unhindered access to bring aid into the struggling country. Guaido, who has been recognized as interim president by more than 50 nations, including the U.S., vowed his movement would continue while Maduro remained in power. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.